Acts, chapter 7. Then the high priest said, "Are these things so?" And he, Stephen, answered, "Men, broth, ears, and fathers, listen. The God of glory appeared to our forefather Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he lived in Haran, and said to him, 'Get out of your country and away from your kindred, and come into the land which I shall show you.' Then he came out of the land of the Chaldeans and lived in Haran. And from there, when his father was dead, he removed himself into this land in which you now live. But he gave him no inheritance in it, no, not so much as to set his foot on. Yet he promised that he would give it to him for a possession and to his descendants after him, when as yet he had no child. And God spoke in this manner, that his descendants show old live in a strange land, and that they should bring them into bondage, and treat them evil 400 years. And the nation to whom they shall be in bondage I will judge, said God. And after that they shall come forth and serve me in his place. And he gave him the covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham fathered Isaac, and circumcised him the 8th day. And Isaac fathered Jacob, and Jacob fathered the 12 patriarchs. And the patriarchs, moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt. But God was with him, and delivered him out of all his afflictions, and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Now there came a famine over all the land of Egypt and Canaan, and great affliction, and our forefathers found no food. When Jacob heard that there was corn in Egypt, he sent out our forefathers first. And at the second time, Joseph was made known to his brothers, and Joseph's kindred were made known to Pharaoh. Then Joseph sent and called his father Jacob to him, and all his kindred, 75 souls. So Jacob went down into Egypt, and died, he and our forefathers, and were carried over into Sichem, and laid in the tomb that Abraham bought for a sum of money from the sons of Emer, the father of Sichem. But when the time of the promise drew near, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt, until another king arose who did not know Joseph. The Sa-mi dealt subtly with our kindred, and treated our forefathers evilly, so they cast out their young children, intending to kill them. During that time, Moses was born, and was exceedingly fair, and nourished up in his father's house 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up and nourished him her own son. And Moses was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and in deeds. And when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart visit his brothers, the children of Israel, and seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him who was oppressed, and struck the Egyptian, because he supposed his brothers would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them. But they did not understand. And the next day he showed himself to them as they strove, and would have set them at one again, saying, "Sirs, you are brothers. Why do you wrong one to another?" But he who did his Neighbor Wrong pushed him elbow you. I, saying, who made you a ruler and a judge over us? Will you kill me as you did the Egyptian yesterday? Then Moses fled at this saying and was a stranger in the land of Midian, where he fathered two sons. And when 40 years had expired, the reappeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai, an angel of the Lord in a flame of fire in a bush. When Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight, and as he drew near to see it, the voice of the Lord came to him, saying, I am the God of you, our forefathers, the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. And Moses trembled and dared not look. Then the Lord said to him, remove your shoes from your feet, because the place where you stand is holy ground. I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and I have heard air groaning, and have come down to deliver them. And come now, I will send you into Egypt. This Moses whom they refused, saying, who made you a ruler and a judge? The same God sent to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel who appeared to him in the bush. He brought them out after he had shown wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. This is that Moses who said to the children of Israel, the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet to you of your brothers, like me, him you shall hear. This is he who was in the church in the wilderness with the angel who spoke to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our forefathers who received the living oracles to Givetu, us, to whom our forefathers would not obey but pushed him from them and in their hearts turned back again into Egypt, saying to Aaron, make for us gods to go before you, s, because as for this Moses who brought us out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. And they made a calf in those days, and offered sacrifices to the idol, and rejoiced in the works of their own hands. Then God turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven, as it is written in the book of the prophets. O you house of Israel, have you offered to me slain beasts and sacrifices for the space of 40 years in the wilderness? Yes, you took up the tabernacle of Moloch, and the star of your god, Remphan, figures which you made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon. Our forefathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, as he had appointed, speaking to Moses, that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen. We, our forefathers who came in, afterward also brought in with Jesus, Joshua, into the possession of the Gentiles, whom God drove out before the face of our forefathers, until the days of David, who found favor before God, and desired to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house, temple. However, the Most High does not live in temples made with hands, as the prophet says, heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house, temple will you build me, says the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Has not my hand made all these things? You stubborn and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit, as your forefathers did. So, do you, which of the prophets have your forefathers not persecuted? And they have killed those who showed beforehand the coming of the Just One, of whom you have now been the betrayers, and murderers, who have received the law delivered by angels and have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, looked up intently into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, "Look, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." Then they cried out with a loud voice, and covered their ears and ran upo, and him with one accord, and cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their coats at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, even as he was calling upon God, and saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, "Lord, do not lay this sin to their charge." And when he had said this, he fell asleep.